I am. Okay. I'm sorry. Thank you, Mike. I didn't hear the cutoff there. But anyway, thank you, Kat, for your wonderful music and everything else. I'm on the cell phone today, folks, and I hope you can hear me well and everything's clear. I'm out on a boat right now, with my son and my wife trying to relax and get a few days in of just being with my family. And you know, my son just got back from Afghanistan, as most of you know, and just trying to show him a good time as much as I can anyway. But I think all veterans need that type of outlet to get out and do what they can do, and you know, enjoy the world as much as they can, and forget about the past, if that's at all possible. I doubt it. Especially in the USS Liberty cover-up and murders of my mates. And again, everybody knows I do this show because of USS Liberty and my love for my mates, the people that perished that day in international waters at the hands of the State of Israel in a premeditated, cold-blooded murderous attack on a flagged American ship in international waters, doing what our government had ordered us to do and be in that position. Now, we have a great guest coming on tonight, Bartol Van Ness. Now, Bart, hang on. I have some Liberty business I have to get taken care of, and, of course, RBN business. And just sit back, relax, enjoy yourself, and listen to the show, and we'll get you on just as soon as we can and get you a very, very important testimony done. Again, I want to thank my shipmates and the people that support this show, and a lot of shipmates do, and of course some don't, but you know, you can't please everybody, just the way it is. But I do it for you guys. I don't do it for me. I do it for you guys. You know, I was one of the lucky ones. I survived that attack, and it just seems like yesterday that we were forsaken by our country 45 years ago, as we are forsaken today. Just like, I'll get a little off topic here, but a little off topic means of what's going on with the Romney camp and their voter fraud and what else is going on. Who knows, you know, what is going on with their country, folks. It's not supposed to be that way, but it is. And here we are. So, again, I just, you know, I'm very proud to be on this radio program. And, again, support your sponsors on RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network. You know, real talk, real news, real people, because you can handle the truth. And if you can't handle the truth, you don't need to be listening to RBN. I mean, that's just the way I feel. I mean, there's so many great hosts that the John Stadtmiller has lined up for his programming, his outstanding Corps of Engineers, and Mike's doing my show tonight. Thank you, Mike, very much. And here goes a break. Remember, support your sponsors on RBN. We'll be back in just a moment. Thank you. God bless you. And, again, support your sponsors is very important. Thank you.
I'll hear the bomb again. Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GETBERKEY.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberty's true identity, and so they took advantage of the serenity. They attacked the silent ship, making a 40-foot hole in the starboard, killing 34 and wounding almost 200 more. They're just sending down the merciless nail palm. It looked like a devil's Star Wars, and the liberty fell like a wounded and dying lamb. The men and the lions betrayed, and their souls were surely damned. And all the fear and the death and the pain will never depart me. I'll hear the bombs again. I'll hear the bomb again.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go to Your Voice Counts on this Friday evening here in Colorado. It is approximately a few minutes after 7 o'clock. And, of course, on the East Coast, we know it's 9. Perfect time for this radio show. And folks, if you want to call in, 877-488-5350. That's 877-488-5350. Because I think you're going to want to talk to my guest coming up here in just a moment. But I also wanted to get to RBN has had a pledge drive going for a while, not really too long, but they certainly need, help, as everybody does, trying, in this economy to keep a quality, fantastic radio show that RBN does put on. And I think John Stattmiller and the rest of the crew would be happy if you click on republicbroadcasting.org and, send them a few bucks and keep this show, the quality type of people that John has on his show and the hosts and the guests. It's just fantastic. And I've been very, very fortunate with RBN. They've done me many, many favors that I can only, count my blessings for. I got a two-hour show now, and it's an honor of my mates. That's 2 hours a week to honor my mates and all the fallen of this country. You know, how many people, folks, have been slaughtered, and then let out to be murdered by a country? And I'm not talking about a foreign country. I'm talking about our country. And I hate to say that. I do. It just breaks my heart because I was born and bred an American. I am an American. But when you find out that your own government will set you up and then lie about it and then turn around and tell you not to say anything about it, it's pretty disgusting. It's more than that. It's heartbreaking. It's been 45 years of heartbreak for most of us, and we're losing a lot of guys now. They're getting older, and of course I'm getting older. I don't know how much longer I'm going to stick around, but I feel like I got 45 years of a free pass because I didn't get killed that day. Should have been. Had every chance to get killed, but the good Lord was on my side, as he was quite a few others, and we're here to talk about it. And so, you know, when you think about turning on RBN, think about the people that care about America. And I just listened to the last show, a little bit of it, and heard, you know, that Israel had a lot to do with the towers coming down. The motivation for it was there, and the motivation was because of our support for the state of Israel. Now, you can argue, was it a self, you know, a thermite explosion? They came down that way or whatever, but we do know Israel was involved one way or another. So that's a fact, folks. So it's just, you know, something that's been going on for so long, and they own our Congress. They own our churches. They own the Hagues of the world. They just own everything, and they want more and more and more and more every day. Folks, you know, if you got any extra water, you want to send to Palestine, please do it. They cut off their water supply. That's right, they cut off their water supply. They can't even feed their children, let alone give them clean water. I mean, come on, folks. We're paying for that. United States citizens are backing that up with the good faith of the United States of America backing up an apartheid state that treats young children and old men and old women worse than cockroaches, worse than anything. Come on, let's give these people something to eat. Let's give them some water. Better yet, let's give them their land back. Israel, give them their land back. It's not your land. You stole that land in 1967. And you keep on stealing land. On and on every day. So, you know, we got to stick up for these people. If we don't, nobody else is. I mean, my God, we're human beings, and they're human beings. They suffer just like everybody else does. So let's, you know, the fortunate, the unfortunate in this country, let's get together and try to help these people. At least get them some water. Now, that's just, when I read that, I just broke down in tears. It just broke my heart. But I wanted to get on with the rest of the show, but I want to thank a good friend of mine, John Gadesco. He was a former intelligence officer aboard the USS Liberty. I'm sure you've heard of me talk about John before. And just go to his site, tinyurl.com/USS Liberty. And that's the best site you're ever going to find on radio or the net is on John's site. That's tinyurl.com/USS Liberty. Go to his site. Don't go to Jim Ennis's site, I guarantee you that. Don't go to his site. You're going to get a lot of anti-Semitism and a lot of Jew haters and a lot of this and a lot of that on his site. You won't find that on John's. You'll find honest reporting. Also, if you go to James Morris's site, ushijack.com, that's ushijack.com. He has a wonderful site there and updates it every day. And also, especially Kat and her husband Rick, that contributes so much to this show. And, of course, Ron Kuchel. And Ron has always gotten great guests for us and certainly appreciate it. And I hope to get Ron back on again next week. We're going to have a special guest, Ernie Gantle. He was a former CT aboard that ship, and he's going to be talking with us, you know, his experiences and what he went through. So it should be a very, very, very interesting show. And again, Kat and Rick, thank you so much for all you do, and everybody else. And Tom Murphy out in the East Coast that does all the YouTubes for us. He's just a fantastic guy. I appreciate that, Tom. And just keep on doing what you can do, folks. And again, support your sponsors, and we'll just keep on going on and on and on. And what we're going to do is we're going to bring Bart up now and talk to him just a minute before the break comes up again. And let Bart tell you a little bit about himself first, because Bart can do it better than I can. But we'll get into why this gentleman, this very honorable gentleman, a man of courage, a man of honor, gave up so much for the USS Liberty. And welcome, Bart, to the show. Welcome to Your Voice Counts, and especially welcome to RVN.
I really appreciate it, Phil. Well, you know, it's very important that we remember the attack on the USS Liberty on June 8, 1967. And these are the reasons. Number one, the heroism of the crew saving the ship and honoring them, the 34 killed and the 172 wounded. That's the first reason. The second reason is saving the ship prevented World War III, because if Liberty had been sunk, Egypt would have been blamed and we would have been involved and drawn in the Middle East War, and World War III would have exploded. The three, the cover-up resulting in the capture of the Pueblo in January 1968. And North Korea would not have attempted to capture this, but would have known they could have, but they knew they could get away with it just like the Israelis did. Planes for the Enterprise were 1 hour away, and nothing was done. The planes were called back during, just like the Liberty incident. Now, the attack on the Liberty was a forerunner to 9/11, and there is a direct link to 9/11. Both were cover-ups. As you know, Phil, I have read all the books and videos on the Liberty, including Jay Crystal's book, which is a mass of disinformation. In 2005, I wrote a letter to the U.S. Naval Institute to rebut a letter concerning Crystal and mentioning Tito Howard's video. It was never published. And after reading your book, what I saw that day, I started the ball rolling concerning the U.S. Naval Institute, as you know. Now, at this point, before I go any further, I wish to recommend to your listeners to purchase your book, What I Saw That Day. You can from American Free Press, which is Suite 100, 645 Pennsylvania Avenue, Southeast Washington, or you can call 1-888-699-NEWS or 1-202-547-5585. And I cannot emphasize this enough. Now, as you know, Phil, I sent the U.S. Naval Institute a book review.
Hey, Bart, hang on just a moment for a break. Thank you very much. We'll see you. And, we'll pick up. We were locked up. And here we go, folks. Again, support your sponsors on this great broadcast station, Republic Broadcasting. And, you know, listen, if you can, just have a few bucks in their pledge drives. We'll catch you in just a few moments, folks. So thank you for listening. And that's the call-in number if you'd like.
Advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome back, folks, to Your Voice Counts. Thank you very much for hanging on, and thank you, Bart. I wanted to thank Kat so much. She produces, she gets all my guests for me. Of course, she gets a lot of help from, James Morris and Ron Kukul, former petty officer for the USS Liberty. He's been on my show a lot of times, and I wanted to let people know that, listen, we're going to try to get these songs out to people that want them. They can get them from Kat and put them in your collection. And I think you'll enjoy them as a tribute to a bunch of fine human beings that tragically lost their life that day. They're so sad to hear them, but they're so true. And it is, it's something that, I was very, very fortunate to come by that, a good friend of mine, Larry Thorne, he lives down in Mexico. He's always been a great supporter of the USS Liberty. Of course, he was wounded aboard the Liberty too. And him and Kat got together and Kat put these songs together so fast for him, and just, God bless her for that. And then Rick, he's an artist too. I think I mentioned that on my last show. Her husband, he plays the keyboard and takes very, very, very good care of his wife and his family, and you know, it's just a real pleasure to have them on board, because Kat takes care of everything. And just, I don't know what I'd do without her. Also, I don't know what I'd do without RBN. I wouldn't be on the air, that's for darn sure. But Bart, I wanted to back up a little bit, Bart. I was thinking about, you know, when you and I first got together, first started talking, and how interested you were and how knowledgeable you were, and the things that you tried to do, not just overnight, but over the years. And I thought, well, you're so tenacious about getting this done. And I was very flattered, by the way, Bart, by when you asking the Naval Institute, which you were a member for over 50 years, and then they lost your letter or request. And Bart, you know better than I do. I've got all the paperwork on it, but I'd like you to explain exactly how that happened.
Okay, Phil. Well, what happened, like I was saying, in 2005, I wrote something, never heard from him. Then when I heard your book, read your book, I got back into it again, and I wrote a letter to the Naval Institute as a book review on the 13th of July last year, and I'd like to read this letter that I wrote. And it said, what I saw that day about Israel's June the 8th, 1967 Holocaust of U.S. servicemen aboard the USS Liberty. This book details the experience of crewman Phil Turney while on the USS Liberty, GTR-5, during the attack of Israeli forces on June the 8th, 1967, resulting in the deaths of 34 American servicemen and 170 wounded. It is a story of extreme heroism on the part of the ship's company, resulting in the Liberty incident being brought to the attention of the American people. From a first-hand account, the author brings fourfold the viciousness of the attack on a ship that had a large American flag displayed, the carnage inflicted on her crew, and the tremendous damage done, which included over 820 bullet and shrapnel holes, areas burned by napalm, and a torpedo hole the size of an American home. The book is quite disturbing because not only the attack of our supposed ally, but also our own government has tried to keep the truth from the American people. Turney pulls no punches when he describes how the truth was treated by Admiral Kidd with court-martial and imprisonment if they told anyone what they experienced and what they saw. The surviving crew members were later broken up and dispersed to other ships and told not to discuss the incident with anyone, including their own families. Many never said anything for at least 20 years for fear of reprisal. As time went on, crew members started to come forth and talk. High ups in our government, including President Johnson, Secretary of Defense McNamara, and Admirals McCain and Kidd, were involved in trying to keep the truth from being told. In October 2003, Captain Ward Boston, JAG USN retired, outraged at the cover-up, came forth and issued a legal affidavit that he had been ordered by President Johnson to conclude the attack on the Liberty was a case of mistaken identity, and that he was given 1 week to gather information when he estimated that proper court of inquiry for an official naval investigation would have taken at least 6 months to complete due to the magnitude of the attack. Turney was given a free trip to Naples and Rome, all expenses paid by the Navy, while the investigation was being conducted when the Liberty was in dry dock in Malta being repaired. This was done because he was one of the key witnesses of the attack and he was wanted out of the way. A group of Liberty survivors were invited by President George Bush Sr. to visit him concerning the Liberty and were kept waiting for 2 hours by him and then told he was too busy. Many of the group of 50 had traveled long distances for the event. The captain of the Liberty was almost to the point of tears. Turney describes this as being bushwhacked in no uncertain terms. Many prominent figures have questioned the findings of the Court of Inquiry, including concerning the Liberty, and have been staunch supporters of the crew. They include former Chief of Naval Operations Admiral Thomas Moore, now deceased, Admiral Marilyn Starling, former Congressional Representatives Pete McCloskey, John Hostetter, Cincinnati McKinney, CIS Officer Philip Giroli, Ambassador Peck, Israel Dissident Mordecai Vanunu, former Secretary of the Treasury Paul Craig Roberts, former Director of Army War College Alan Sobrowski, and many others. Recently, Admiral McMullen, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, warned Israeli against another attack on an American ship. In an interview with Zbigniew Brzezinski, former national security to President Carter, said in the event of Israel attacking Iran, the U.S. should attack Israel. It would be like the Liberty in reverse. Turney very succinctly states that by the crew saving the Liberty, World War III was prevented because Egypt would have been blamed for the attack. He also states that the attack on the Liberty was a forerunner to September 11, 2001. The book is very well organized, well written, easy to read, and hard to put down when starting to read, and it is quite an eye-opener. And I said I was a Golden Life member of the U.S. Naval Institute and a naval history buff. Now, Phil, I sent that in, and I never heard anything. So then, in September, I called the Naval Institute, and I talked to Elise Daugherty. She said she never received the letter, which I don't believe. So she said, send a copy in, which I did. And on the 14th of September, I got this reply. Dear Mr. Van Ness, receipt is acknowledged of your submission, what I saw that day, which is being considered for publication. We will assume that your submission has not been previously published or being considered for publication elsewhere, unless otherwise notified by you. We will be in touch with you as soon as a publishing decision has been reached, approximately 8 to 10 weeks. Sincerely, Lisey Dollarty. I waited until, the 1st of December came along, nothing happened. So then, in the meantime, in the September issue of 2011, Admiral Peter Daley wrote something, and he said, in effect, he said, as a U.S. Naval Institute member, as a naval officer for more than 30 years, I endorse the integrity of the independent forum which responsible individuals have an opportunity to voice their ideas. As CEO, I will be accessible and will seek open feedback. All us in the naval profession, Naval Institute members, and interested citizens must engage for the Naval Institute to serve the nation well and accomplish the important mission. In the coming months, we will reach out to you for your input and insight how to make Naval Institute more relevant to naval professionals and members. We will listen. We will value your ideas and ask for your active participation to deliver on those ideas. So he keeps on, blah, 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 this. Then he says, together we will all build on the Naval Institute's 138 years of service. Let us listen to this. Let us answer to John Adams' call. Liberty cannot be preserved without general knowledge among the people. Let us dare to read, think, speak, and write. Now that's what he said. So I didn't hear anything, so I held off until early in January. And I gave him about six more weeks of lead time. And I never heard anything. So I figured, I would write Vice Admiral Daley. So I did on the 11th of January, 2012. And this is what I said to him. Dear Admiral Daley, I'm a Golden Life member of the U.S. Naval Institute and have a quite extensive library of the U.S. Naval Institute and other naval books which I have accumulated over the years, and also have a collection of naval ship models, mostly World War II, that I have built. Like you, I was introduced to the U.S. Naval Institute by my father, who became interested in the Navy prior to World War II by John Worthington, whose younger brother, Joseph M. Worthington, Rear Admiral, U.S. Naval Academy, 1924, commanded the USS Benham, DD-397, and later USS Rochester, CA-124, and created their interest in the Navy and eventually mine. My father followed Admiral Worthington's career and also corresponded with him. This is how I became a naval history buff. I am also a direct descendant of Admiral Hazard Perry and also by marriage to Admiral David Porter, so my naval heritage runs deep. I was not in the Navy because of my eyesight, but served in the Army, but have always been partial to the Navy. I'm an associate member of the USS Liberty AGTR 5 Veterans Association, and very familiar with what happened to that ship on June 8, 1967, having extensively researched the subject. On July 13, 2011, I submitted a book review on the Liberty, See and Close, which I sent that to him. I never received a reply, so I called and was told it was never received. I then resubmitted a copy to Lisa Daugherty's request in early September and received this reply, which, you know, she said 8 to 10 weeks, and I gave her more time. Since then, I have heard nothing. Admiral Dailing, I feel very strongly that this should be published so people not only be made aware of what happened, but in memory of the 34 crew members killed and the 170 wounded that day. I would very much appreciate your looking into this matter and seeing if this can be brought into fruition. I would very much appreciate your reply to me concerning this in the near future. In closing, I wish to thank you for your service in our country, to your country, with kind personal regards. So that's what I wrote to the Admiral. So, at this point in time, 2 weeks later, I get a letter from Lisa Daugherty. Never heard from Admiral Dailing. Dear Mr. Venice, we extend our most sincere apologies for not coming to a decision on review of what I saw that day in a timely manner. It appears your submission fell through the cracks. Unfortunately, we are unable to use the piece, so you are feel free to submit it elsewhere. Thank you for reminding us of our oversight. We appreciate your Golden Life membership and your contribution to the Open Forum. That was on the 24th of January, 2012. Best wishes, Lisa Daugherty. So that's what happened. So I asked everyone to contact Admiral Dailing. And, what I did after that, did you want to take a break or shall I keep on going, Phil?
No, just keep on going. This is your story. This is your show. And so you can just keep on going.
Yeah, I was thinking about the advertising breaks. I didn't know.
They'll.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. So I said, I wrote Admiral Dailing. On the 15th of February 2012, I said, Dear Admiral Dailing, this is a rather belated response to Lisa Daugherty's letter of January 24th to me. But to be perfectly frank, I am very disappointed in the Naval Institute's handling of this matter and consider it to be a slap in the face and disrespectful to the USS Liberty and her crew. I submitted this book review for America and also for the 34 members killed and 170 members wounded, and the other members and the other survivors of the USS Liberty when that ship was attacked and nearly sunk in an act of war by Israeli forces on June 8, 1967. At no time did I expect any remuneration for the book review and would not have accepted any. My only desire was to get the truth out, as I am a patriotic American, first, last, and always, who was concerned about this great nation, which is in dire straits. It was my hope, after reading your opening statement as CEO in the September issue of the Proceedings, which included a quote of John Adams, that something could be done with the story of the USS Liberty. The assault on the Liberty was followed up 7 months later with the capture of the USS Pueblo by the North Koreans in some similar circumstances, and it is quite possible this occurred because they knew there would be no retaliation on our part, which was brought out by Commander Boucher, who was shamefully treated similar to the crew of the USS Liberty. It is apparent to me and others that the Naval Institute is involved, along with our government, in the continuing cover-up of the assault on the Liberty. As a result, I have lost all respect for the Naval Institute, and I'm resigning my 52-plus year membership, which includes my Golden Life membership. I'm sending copies of this letter to the board of directors and the membership department, as I would not want it to fall through the cracks. Carbon copy, Board of Directors, U.S. Naval Institute, Membership Department, U.S. Naval Institute. And I signed that. So I ask everybody now, please, to contact Admiral Daley, CEO, USS Naval Institute. It's small phdaly.usni.org or 291 Wood Road, Annapolis, Maryland, 21402, or 1410-268-6110, or 1-800-233-8764. Call him up, contact him, and tell him, you know, why won't they do it? And I ask, and I also ask everybody to get your book again. And remember, you can get it from American Free Press if you want, 1-888-699-NEWS, 1202-504-5977. Also available, you can get 9/11, What Really Happened, from American Free Press by Ed Whitney. And this is very important because there's a tie-up between everything. I also recommend to people that they get a chart from Free, which is it's an organization to have a chart that shows exactly who runs the company, what organizations, and what government positions they hold, like in the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergs, and the Trilateral Commission. And it's called the Ruling Elite. They can get this from Kerrville, Texas, 78029, and the price is 10 for $10, 25 for 20, 50 for 30, and 100 for 50. And I ask people to do this. We can repeat those if you want later on. Now, I would like to say this, too. At this point, the Naval Institute, just so how hypocritical we are, they later came out with a lest we forget, it's all about the Pueblo, and you know how the Pueblo was attacked, you know, and captured, and they say in this one thing, the Pueblo captured by the North Koreans in 1968 is still a commissioned U.S. naval ship, but remains in North Korea today as a trophy, and yet they come out and say this, and yet they took the liberty later on and scrapped her. They don't want you to know about it. These people are just... So, anyhow, the tie-in of the U.S. Naval Institute to the cover-up includes John Levin, who is a former Secretary of the Navy. He's a member of the U.S. Naval Institute Board of Directors, a member of the 9/11 Commission, and this is the 9/11 Commission was like Al Capone investigating the Mafia. And he's also was a member of Project of New American Century, an associate with Henry Kissinger. And you can see this in the American Free Press article 4/9/12. Now, I want to go into the McCain family. And the McCain family, this goes back to World War II, believe it or not. And this is Admiral Slew McCain, who was the grandfather of John McCain. And this guy, he was supposed to be a wonderful carrier admiral, this, that, and the other thing. Well, there was the Battle of Savo Island. The Marines landed in Guadalcanal on the 7th of August, 1942. And they were unloading ships later on so they would have supplies and food and everything. And the Japanese came down to Savo Island on the night of 8th and 9th of August, and they sunk three American heavy cruisers, the Australia, the Astoria, Quincy, and Vincennes, and the Australian cruiser, the Canberra, and over 1,000 seamen were lost. The transports were then pulled out, leaving the Marines on the beach short of rations and ammunition. Fortunately, they had some captured Japanese food, but they were cut back to two meals per day for a long time. Now, Admiral McCain, Slew McCain, was an architect of that defeat at Savo Island. And this was brought out in the two books. I'm going to read the pages, and I'm going to read from them. And these were U.S. Naval Institute publications. There was The Shame of Savo, page 266. And it says right here on 266, what was potentially even more embarrassing to Admiral King was that McCain had been nominated for promotion to vice admiral and was to become King's deputy chief of naval operations in August. Thus, McCain, who must be regarded as one of the architects of the defeat of Savo Island and as one of those who put the success of the whole operation at risk, escaped any censure and was rewarded with future further promotion and commander of a carrier task force later in the war. Also, then you had Disaster in the Pacific, and this was another U.S. Naval Institute book, and published by Naval Institute Press, and on 226 it says Admiral McCain had failed to search the area where the Japanese might have been after Admiral Turner, in effect, asked him to do so. But apparently, Admiral Hepburn, who investigated, did not feel he should be called to account for it. And in any event, in view of subsequent events, McCain had taken over Bureau personnel. Such action would have been awkward, to say the least. And so, John McCain's grandfather escaped some of the blame for this naval disaster. Now, then we go to his son, Admiral McCain, and he was the one, as you know, was involved in the Liberty cover-up, he and Admiral Kidd. And then we go to John McCain, U.S. Senator, and he endorsed Crystal's book, and John McCain... He abandoned POWs in the Senate hearings in 1991 and 1992. He was involved in the savings and loan scandal in Arizona. His wife's family is part of the Arizona Mafia, and he is very pro-war for attacking Iran. And this guy, as far as I'm concerned, it's a very sore subject with me because the POW incidents... I know personally of three POWs from World War II. One of them was a relative of mine. He was captured by the Japanese in the Philippines. They found him in Mindanao. He was captured on Mindanao and found him in Bilibid prison in Manila. He weighed 98 pounds, had his fingernails pulled out. He had been tortured. He lived about 4 years after the war. Then I had a very good friend of mine who was a survivor of the Bataan Death March, Blair Robinette, and he escaped from the Death March, and he was in that book, Bataan March of Death. He wrote, autographed a book for me, but he told me what the Japanese did, and that he also, this was written up in the book, just exactly what they did. I knew another, Sergeant Coyle. He was a master sergeant. He was an instructor of mine one time, and the only way I could describe this guy, he was captured on Corregidor. He was a ghost. He was an absolute ghost. And so you've got these people that are calling the shots here, and look what they've done. And these are the kind of people that it's just disgusting. Now, I understand there was a recent incident, Phil, and maybe you can bring this up or you know anything about it, where somebody raised up about McCain, he was at a Memorial Day presentation, and somebody raised something about the Liberty, and McCain turned around and called this individual a jerk. Did you hear anything about that?
I did, Barton, and I will get in that in the next hour. It's very, very interesting, and you're going to learn something that has... exploded on the internet, what he did and what he said, and the very brave, courageous person that did it. Folks, here we go to a break. Bart, hang on. What a wonderful discussion we just had, and we'll have more. We've got a whole hour left. Folks, if you want to call on, please do it. But remember, support your sponsors in RBN and their Flex Drive. God bless you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberty's true identity, and so they took advantage of the serenity. They attacked a silent ship, making a 40-foot hole in the starboard, killing 34 and wounding almost 200 more. They're just sending down a merciless nail palm. It looked like a devil's Star Wars, and the liberty fell like a wounded and dying lamb. The men and the lives betrayed, and their souls were surely damned. And all the fear and the death and the pain will never depart me. I'll hear the bombs again.
Welcome back, folks. Thank you very much for hanging on with Your Voice Counts, and of course for supporting this very, very special radio station, RBN. What a pleasure it is for me to be on this this network. It means a lot to me, and what they've done for the USS Liberty survivors is untold. How many millions of people know about the USS Liberty that never knew about it before because of one person, the head man at RBN, John Stadtmiller. And John, thank you very much. And all the crew that worked for you, and take good care of you, and take good care of this great radio station. And thanks, Mike, for being on the board today. You're always a professional, and I appreciate it. And I wanted to add one more thing. We had a show a couple of weeks ago. I was not on it. I was out of town. It was run by Ron Kukul and James Morris. And I believe also Dr. Snedgowski was on there with Colonel Wilkerson. And people have been asking if we could get that show up on the archives. I don't know if it's lost or not. If it is, that's fine. If it isn't, if we can get it up, that'd be great too. But I've had people that wanted to listen to it. So if we can do that, let's do it. And if not, we'll just go on to another day, and that's just the way that's going to be. But Bart, you know, I was thinking during the break of what you were talking about you know, our past heroes and that the heroes that are serving our country today and fighting wars that we don't need to be in, and how many other men, Bart, have been slaughtered and forgotten. And the USS Liberty would have been slaughtered and forgotten. And again, we would have been in World War III, no doubt about it, in my mind. And they would have blamed it on somebody else and said, oh, okay. Yeah, they did it. And the dirty Muslims did it. Now let's go get them. We hate them. And they did this, they did that. But that wasn't the story. The Egyptian army, Air Force, the Jordanian Air Force, they were all taken out in the first wave of Israeli attacks. The war was over basically in one day. But it was a land grab. It became nothing but a land grab. And here we were in a position to view it all. And listen, I wasn't a communication technician. I was a just a regular ship's company, and I have to give all the respect to the brave men aboard that ship that died that day. Listen, we're going to be right back. We've got another break, and then we're going to come right back, Bart, and we're going to get into some more interesting things. But Fortress Blockers. Okay, yeah, please, all listeners, go to Station B. Go to B at RBN to catch the second hour of the show, please. Station B right away. Thank you.